garden to be full of them next spring. You know, they just went to seed in there.
I see.
And
that reminds me, if you had, if you, you grew hay when you farmed, if you cut the hay, what did you call the next crop that would come up by itself? What would you call that? You cut the hay and then you might cut it again. And what would you call that crop that came up by itself?
Well, less for diesel. You just sow it every few years. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll have to sow it every year if you don't let it mature. I always let mine mature. Mm-hmm. And when you let it mature, when you go to and harvest your crop, there's enough of seed fell back there that they'll lay right there and come up next spring.
Do you ever call it a second crop or a volunteer, or do people ever use those words?
Well, yeah, you can use, speak of it that way. Now they've got a hybrid, something or other, between Johnson grass and sorghum. And goes by the name of Lindsay 77. And you can plant that stuff, and in 30 days, it's hip and waist high. Now it grows and grows in a hurry if you got a little fertilizer there. Well, when it gets long up, you don't want it much over 18, 20 inches long there. You can cut it for hay, but you won't cut it 4 or 5 inches from the ground. Well, you know, inside of 30 days, you go back and cut it again.
And back up. And that'd be your second.
But now you have to plant that every year.
Speaking of hay, I wanted to ask you, how did you used to put the hay out for the animals? Would you describe the different ways? In the first place, when you just cut the hay, what do you call that?
Raking it. Just rake it up loose and haul it up loose. Put it in the barn. Well, you got to take your fork and carry it out and put it out for the stock.
And where in the barn did you keep it?
Well, generally speaking, people don't build barns today like they used to. Now, my barn is one of them old-timey barns, and it's got a loft. Well, you always sowed your hay up in the loft. Well, today, you can't find no loose hay nowhere in the country because they've gone to making bales out of it. They got these machines that just drive down the windrow and it just tucks it back in there, and when it gets so much in there, there's two balls of twine, big thread there, and that machine will tie its own self. Mm-hmm. Well, it just kicks it out and keeps that man, he don't ever stop in nothing.
I've seen hay fields that apparently don't use a baler.
That's what I'm talking about, the baler.
And, but if they don't use a baler, what do you call those kind of balls of hay that are dropped?
Well, I don't know whether I understand. I ain't never seen nothing like that. Now you can, if you don't use a baler, as soon as that hay cures, ready to be packed away, you know. Just like me, I got a rake, 8 foot wide. And I just put the mules to it, rake his hay up in what they call windrows.